Dr. Javier Duquesne, a history and physical in Sailor, Boston, 11/37/19. Patient seen today in clinic. Respiratory infection. Positive SARS test. Based on amoxicillin, 125 milligrams per teaspoon to take for 10 days as needed. And follow up at the clinic as needed. Dr. Javier Duquesne, a clinic note on Angela Walters, birthday 2/14/81. Patient seen with a history of low back, intermittent low back pain, and also pains in knees with work, ambulating stairs, doing maintenance, has had back surgery in her back, 2018. Shattered disc, according to the patient. Patient was evaluated, given prescription for Flexeril 10 milligrams to take TID, PRN, and clonazepam, which she had takes for an anxiety order, is refilled as she gets here on a regular basis and takes at bedtime. Patient counseled on her weight and stress on her back and knees. She will try to work on it and also work precautions. Thank you. Dr. Javier Duquesne, note on Bobby Valcartibo, Valcartibo, birth date 7/3/03. Patient seen with respiratory symptoms. Nausea and fatigue. State was seen recently with a positive COVID test. Still sick. Cause of persistence of symptoms. SARS was repeated. Showed no evidence of active infection. CBC was obtained to monitor patient's status, to be available in the morning. Patient again given injections of Ocefin and dexamethasone, 4 milligrams IM. Also given Toradol injection, 30 milligrams in office for pain, discomfort. Place on additional Medrol, 4 milligrams dose pack, and amoxicillin, 500 milligrams to take TID. The follow-up is needed. Dr. Halbiter dictating a clinic note on Jesse G. Jesus, T-A-B-O-A-D-A. Birthday 10/15/39. Elderly man brought here by his grandson with complaints of upper chest discomfort for the past several weeks. With belching, examination revealed evidence of evidence of GERD with possible hiatal hernia. Patient was given Gaviscon to take as needed and placed on Prevacid with instructions to follow up. He's not doing better, as well as elevating head of bed. Patient has not had a general physical exam, but is elderly. Discussed that with his grandson. He has had some recent evaluations and lab work to follow up as needed. Dr. Halberdier became in a clinic note on Samantha Sublet, SUBLETT, birthday date 2096. Patient seen today for sleep disturbance with recent COVID diagnosis. Also having chest discomfort off and on, described as constant. For the chest pain, EKG was obtained, which showed no abnormality. It's given Ambien to take for a short term, 10 days. Repeated Verzepin and infection, please delete repeated Verzepin. Patient to follow up as needed. Okay, how about your dictating clinic note on Oswaldo Saldana, S-A-L-D-O-N-A, birthday 6/25/75. Continues to have some pain in right lower abdomen, and again with pain right medial upper thigh. States not sure if he's doing better. Off work for the past weekend. Due to go back to work, discuss work situation and ability to do light duty without having responsibility for physical management of students, which he states that he has a team of people with him, poor, and that he wouldn't have to intervene if recommended not to. Was given an injection of dexamethasone, 8 milligrams IM. Place on light duty for the next 10 days, as well as a prescription for Medrol dose pack to take as well. We'll follow him up in 10 days and see how he's progressing, or come in sooner if he's doing well, with instructions to avoid any altercations with students. Dr. Halberdier dictating a clinic note on Gerald Wright. Patient gives history of a fall a few weeks ago with a superficial laceration to the upper nose. Seen by another doctor. With CAT scan of his head obtained 2 weeks ago with no abnormality. Continues to complain of fullness, swelling of upper nose, site of impact. Sinus series taken to review the sinuses and also the nasal septum. No definite evidence of fracture. Patient advised to take anti-inflammatory meloxicam, 15 milligrams for the next 10 days, and to expect slow resolution of swelling to his nose, secondary to trauma. Dr. Halbier, take stating clinic note on Rhonda Gates, birthday. Five, 56. Patient seen with respiratory congestion for the past several days with chills and increased temp. With continued cough with purulent nasal discharge. Patient was given rocepin, 500 milligrams IM, dexamethasone, 4 milligrams IM, and also a prescription for Medrol, 4 milligram, and Z-Pak. Dose packs. Advice to get a physical in the future. Prognosis and the follow-up in the clinic is needed. Dr. Halbier. Dr. Halbier dictating a note on MICA, GAIA. Patient reported falling off his horse, landing on outstretched left hand with pain to his distal forearm. Examination in the office revealed diffuse tenderness without bony abnormality. X-ray obtained showed no evidence of fracture. Patient was advised to get metal splint for left forearm with elevation and ice and expect resolution over the next week or two. The follow-up in the clinic is not resolving. Dr. Halbier dictating a note on Urban Brixley, B-R-I-X-L-E-Y, Urban, Earth Date 6-11-20. Patient seen with examine, child crying, history of otitis media in left ear 6 times in the past several months with congestion. Mother states she gives the child acetaminophen and Motrin at home and also had Calana for decongestant. Because of congestion, persistent symptoms with history of recurrent otitis media. Patient was placed on amoxicillin 125 milligrams to take TID for 10 days. And follow up with pediatrician. Dr. Halbier, dictating history and physical in Virginia Wiley, birthday 6586. Patient was seen with sores on the right tongue with congestion and cough for the past several days. to have a Hafiz ulcer on the right letter on her right tongue, laterally. To have a viral syndrome, I was given Robitussin DAC and Z-Pak to take. With negative testing in the office for flu A, flu B, SARS, and strep. Dr. Halberger, Canadian Clinic note on Kate Alanese, birthday 11/30/19. Visited the clinic with congestion for one day, slight cough. Because of concern for COVID, COVID testing was done, which showed no was negative results. Depression was respiratory infection. Probably viral, but was given prescription for amoxicillin, 125 milligrams to take TID for 7 days. Dr. Halberger dictating clinic note on Cody Garnett, birthday 11/9/06. Patient seen in office with congestion for several days. Sore throat because of possible COVID. COVID test was performed and found to be positive. Patient was given Lucepin 1 gram, dexamethasone 8 milligrams, and also prescription for Z-Pak and Medrol 4 milligram dose pack. Advised a follow-up is needed. I'll be dictating clinic note on Kimberly Andrade, A-N-D-R-A-D-E. Patient reports a history of low back pain, this extension into her left hip. Evaluated in clinic with urinalysis. Examination showed tenderness, lumbar sacral junction, and discomfort to left paralumbar area on elevation of right leg without discomfort elevation of left leg. Depression was lumbar sacral pain with possible discopathy. Was given prescription for Medrol 4 milligrams and injection of dexamethasone 4 milligrams. Advice that back precautions. It's advice that may need MRI and further evaluation in the future, but not indicated at present. Dr. Halberger dictating clinic note on Jace Cadwalder, birthday 12/21/13. Patient seen respiratory symptoms. With the history of mother having strep. Also a history of attention deficit disorder with not on medications yet. Depression was upper respiratory infection. Without evidence of strep, patient given Tessalon pearls and mother's request, and cistermycin 100 milligrams per teaspoon for 5 days. Follow up as needed. Albiter Educating and Clinic note on Gina Baker, birthday 1/26/66. station scene with sore throat, with exudate on left tonsil, negative strep test. Because of evidence of tonsillitis, patient was given Medrol 4 milligram dose pack and Z-Pack. Medications are refilled, including Jardiance, 10 milligrams daily, Metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, and Crestor, 10 milligrams daily. Was injection for Herceptin and dexamethasone with Medrol dose pack. Diagnosis of tonsillitis. Prognosis in the follow-up in clinic is needed. Within this dictation, I'm just going to hang up. I'm not sure what to do.